Hello and welcome back to Mojo Matters, the podcast that's all about helping you get your spark back in life, work, and in leadership. And today's topic, it's people pleasing. If you're already nodding, feeling slightly called out, me too. I'm a recovering people pleaser. Still working on it, if I'm honest. And for years, I didn't ever realise how much it was costing me. I used to say yes to absolutely everything, work that I didn't have time for, maybe social events that I didn't want to go to, emotional labour that I didn't have the capacity for. I'd drop everything to help someone else, even when I was hanging by a thread. And when I did say no on that really rare occasion, because I was trying to be brave about it, or even if I just hesitated, I felt really guilty. Like I was letting people down. I was disappointing them. And for me, that led to overworking, which meant that I became exhausted. And also, I started to quietly resent things that I'd agreed to. I don't know if you relate to this, but I kept doing it because I thought that's what made me, an inverted commas, a good person, someone who's reliable and helpful and kind. What I've learned since, people pleasing isn't about kindness, it's about safety. So here's the sciencey bit, but I promise I'm going to keep it like easy to understand and human. People pleasing is often a nervous system response. So the fight, flight, freeze response, and then a behavior that comes from that you might have heard called fawning. It's what happens instead of fighting or fleeing, or as a result of that freeze response, you fawn to keep the peace. You appease. You prioritize others to avoid conflict, maybe, or you don't want to be rejected. Rejection is one of my big, difficult patterns for me that I'm still working on. You don't want to feel unsafe. So for many of us, that pattern started early. Maybe we learned that being liked equaled being safe, or that conflict equaled danger. So our brains wired themselves to protect us through maybe that's compliance, through taking care of other people. Maybe, like for me, it's overachieving to prove myself. And it worked until it didn't work, until we realized that in trying to make everyone else happy, we've kind of lost ourselves in the process. And we're deeply unhappy, and our mojo cup is drained or even empty. So, let me tell you also, that's my story, but let me tell you also about someone that I worked with who is a senior leader in a big global organization. And he's charismatic and he's well liked, and he's always the go-to guy when people need support. But underneath, he was stretched way too thin, and he couldn't ever say no to anything. And that also meant when he was leading his team, he avoided giving tough feedback, and he took on too much because he didn't want to not be liked or to disappoint anybody, including his team. So on the outside, what can look like great leadership was actually leaving him completely burned out. And it was confusing his team because people didn't know where they stood, and performance issues weren't being addressed, and boundaries were a bit blurry, and he felt increasingly frustrated, but he didn't feel like he had the permission to change. So when we worked together, we kind of unpacked how this people pleasing had become part of his leadership identity. And he realized that he'd been trying to earn respect by always saying yes, when actually being respected was about earning trust. And that came from being clear, being consistent, and having some honest boundaries as well. So over time, when we worked on this story and this pattern, he was able to start having harder conversations. So, saying no to things, being clearer and firmer, giving feedback where it was due. And guess what? His team didn't fall apart. And they actually stepped up. So leadership isn't about being liked, it's about being real. So if you're a people pleaser, here are three simple things that you can start with. So number one, pause before you say yes to that next thing or that next person. So when somebody asks something of you, don't respond straight away. Maybe say, let me check and I'll get back to you. Have some kind of holding phrases that you can use in that moment. And then this will give your nervous system just a bit of space to choose rather than just react with that automatic, yes, I'll do it. The second tip for you, notice the guilt and just let it be there. So I know personally how hard and difficult it is to say no. It feels mega uncomfortable. That's okay. You can feel really guilty, can't you? I know I do. But guilt doesn't actually mean you're doing something wrong. It just means you're doing something new, right? And then number three is a really good one to reflect on. Ask yourself at what cost. So every yes is a no to something else. So every time you say yes to other people, you're actually saying no to yourself. What are you sacrificing? Is it your energy? Is it your time? Is it your well-being? Because you're saying yes. Maybe it's something else. You can still be a kind person. You can still care, but not at the cost of yourself. So let's wrap this one up. People pleasing might have helped you to survive or to succeed or to say, stay safe in the past. But if it's starting to cost you, maybe your well-being or your confidence or your clarity, then maybe it's time to let that pattern go. And this is difficult. I know it is. You are allowed to say no. We kind of know that already, don't we? You're allowed to disappoint people. We kind of know that already, but it doesn't make it any easier. But you're still a good, kind, capable human. So if this episode has landed for you or you want some support shifting some of these deep people-pleasing patterns, then I'd love to hear from you. You can reach out to me on email, joe@pacedevelopment.co.uk, or you can find me on LinkedIn. Just search for Joe Britton. And if you know somebody maybe who says yes too much and feels like they're drowning because of it, then send them this episode. It might be a reminder they need. So your mojo matters, and so do you. Look forward to you listening next time.